Hey, what's up, guys? Recently picked up a pair of Dr. Dre Power Beats, and these are the sports in-ear headphones from Dr. Dre Beats. And I saw a couple of reviews that I just found to be wildly subjective and pretty biased. And I think that since you can't really return most in-ear headphones for obvious waxy, nasty reasons, it's cool to share info when you've got it, and I do. So here we go. First off, this is the internal mic. It's, you know, hanging naturally as I wear the headphones. And it's no better, no worse than any internal mic I've experienced, or inline mic, rather. The design of the mic unit is kind of cool. It's like a diamond shape. You don't really see it in a lot of the product images either. So sort of a diamond shape. You have your volume buttons, and you have your play, pause, and track controls and all that. It doesn't feel particularly substantial, but it looks all right. So that's that. On to usage and performance. All right, for usage and performance, we're going to switch back to the trusty internal iPhone mic and continue on here. So who is this not for? Audio purists, you probably aren't even listening because you know Beats to be a terrible brand where you're listening tastes are concerned. The low end on these is obviously bloated, but it's not bloated across the board. You know, the entire bass spectrum is typically bloated somewhere between 20, quote unquote. I don't even think headphones can do 20, but whatever. You know, up to 100 and something K is typically bloated, and this is the case here as usual, but I feel like they also added an extra bit of punch to the, I want to say like 100 to 140 or 160K or HZ frequency spectrum, which basically means that the bass hits, like kick drums and things like that, sound kind of a little extra punchy. Sort of as though you're hearing them through a wall. But then that fades. And then, like, big, deep 808 drum kind of sounds just wind up sounding kind of disappointing. And that's my one drawback for these as a bass-heavy headphone. I don't know if it's the housing or a conscious choice to kind of boost up that frequency range, but that's been my experience with them. Fit is also wildly subjective because these aren't really adjustable. The ear loop that goes over the top of your ear to keep them securely in place is sort of a one-size-fits-all deal. And with ears, that's certainly never the case. And you can't adjust it, and you can't replace it. So if they don't work for you, they're never going to work for you. If they're never going to work for you, it's probably because you have small ears. Small ears in these headphones, no good. The other part of them is the actual ear tip, the part that goes into your ear, looks like your standard in-ear headphone. However, it goes into your ear, but it doesn't really create that seal. Meaning that you still hear some outside noise, but you're still getting a decent bit of bass performance, like with earphones that create that seal in your ear and drown out a lot more noise. So, ultimately, it depends whether that's something you want to spend 150 beans for. I'm not really talking about them as a sports headphone because I don't use them as such. What I will say is that they certainly don't seem like something that's going to be designed to stand up to moisture and sweat and some occasional rough treatment. The overall build quality is like, seems fine for everyday use, but I don't really think I'm dying to expose these to very much of the elements. Anyways, that's been my thoughts. Thanks for checking this out.